Thank you and good afternoon. There are more than 58,000 names, and among those are the names of 58 Humboldt County residents who lost their lives in the Vietnam War. For the first time in 30 years, local residents will get the chance to view a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Wall That Heals was paraded through Eureka today and will be on display for 24 hours a day through Sunday at the Bear River Community Center in Lolita. Local volunteers and supporters of the wall donated $12,000 to get the wall to the county, and this is one of 10 stops planned for the memorial. The Wall That Heals will be taken down at noon on Sunday, and it will begin its trip to another location. The Arcata City Council will start the new month on Wednesday, voting on its water shortage contingency plan at their city council meeting. The McKinleyville Community Services District will also vote to restrict water usage after new state regulations were put in place. In addition to keeping the old state regulations, some of the new regulations include limiting outdoor irrigation even further by restricting it to 2 days a week. The new restrictions will also prohibit residents from watering landscapes 2 days after a rainstorm. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District provides water to both Arcata and McKinleyville, and the district's water source, Ruth Lake, is at full capacity. Last week, the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office arrested 27-year-old Smith River resident Brandon Proctor, who is believed to be the suspect that shot at law enforcement during a high-speed pursuit earlier this month. Proctor fled the scene after the stolen vehicle he was a passenger in crashed in a ditch off of Fred Haight Drive on Highway 101. The driver, 18-year-old Daniel Carty, was arrested and faces 9 felony charges, including an attempted murder charge. In conjunction with the DA's office, the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office conducted a 3-week investigation before Proctor was apprehended in Crescent City. Proctor was booked in the county jail and faces the same charges as Carty, as well as 2 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm and resisting executive officers. Proctor's hearing is set for April 10th. The California Highway Patrol is searching for Stephen Walkinghorst, who is wanted in connection with a hit-and-run vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of Laytonville on Sunday afternoon. Walkinghorst was driving a Ford Expedition with 3 passengers when he lost control of the SUV. The vehicle left the roadway, hit a power pole, and rolled over. During the collision, Walkinghorst was ejected from the vehicle, but the 3 passengers were trapped inside. According to those passengers, Walkinghorst grabbed some personal items and fled the scene on foot. Walkinghorst remains at large. He's described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, with short brown hair and a laceration on his forehead. He was last seen wearing black sweatpants, black and red tennis shoes, a black hat, and carrying a black backpack. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At the start of the new month Wednesday, Humboldt County will see its sales tax increased by 0.5% due to Measure Z taking effect. The revenue generated from the sales tax hike will go towards putting more boots on the ground for our rural county. Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone says there have been a lot of proposals from department agencies, but only $8 million projected dollars to distribute.
We hit the deadline for the proposals, and I heard there was like $18 to $19 million worth of asks, and you've got about $8 million to pick from, or a little $8 million plus. So this is when we turn to the public and we look at what the public asked for.
The county tax rate will jump from 7.5% to 8%. Humboldt State University held its 30th annual celebrity dinner and sports auction over the weekend. Former 49ers Pro Bowl quarterback Jeff Garcia was a keynote speaker at this event. The money raised in the sports auction went towards scholarships for the school's student athletes. Last year, the event raised over $250,000. The event has held notable sports figures in the past to be keynote speakers, such as Joe Frazier, Jim Harbaugh, and 49ers quarterback legend and Hall of Famer Steve Young. Former HSU president Roland Richman was an honored guest at the event as well. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.